Part 1, American Government. Question 1. What is the form of government of the United States? Answer. Republic or constitution-based federal republic or representative democracy. Question 2. What is the supreme law of the land? Answer. U.S. Constitution. Question 3. Name one thing the U.S. Constitution does. Answer. Forms the government, or defines powers of government, or defines the parts of government, or protects the rights of the people. Question 4. The U.S. Constitution starts with the words, "We the people." What does "we the people" mean? Answer. Self-government, or popular sovereignty, or consent of the governed, or people should govern themselves, or, example of, social contract. Question 5. How are changes made to the U.S. Constitution? Answer. Amendments, or the amendment process. Question 6. What does the Bill of Rights protect? Answer. The basic rights of Americans, or the basic rights of people living in the United States. Question 7. How many amendments does the U.S. Constitution have? Answer. 27. Question 8. Why is the Declaration of Independence important? Answer. It says America is free from British control, or it says all people are created equal, or it identifies inherent rights, or it identifies individual freedoms. Question 9. What founding document said the American colonies were free from Britain? Answer. Declaration of Independence. Question 10. Name two important ideas from the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Answer. Equality, or liberty, or social contract, or natural rights, or limited government, or self-government. Question 11. The words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are in what founding document? Answer. Declaration of Independence. Question 12. What is the economic system of the United States? Answer. Capitalism, or free market economy. Question 13. What is the rule of law? Answer. Everyone must follow the law, or leaders must obey the law, or government must obey the law, or no one is above the law. Question 14. Many documents influenced the U.S. Constitution. Name one. Answer. Declaration of Independence, or Articles of Confederation, or Federalist Papers, or Anti-Federalist Papers, or Virginia Declaration of Rights, or Fundamental Orders of Connecticut, or Mayflower Compact, or Iroquois Great Law of Peace. Question 15. There are three branches of government. Why? Answer. So one part does not become too powerful, or checks and balances, or separation of powers. Question 16. Name the three branches of government. Answer. Legislative, executive, and judicial, or Congress, President, and the courts. Question 17. The President of the United States is in charge of which branch of government? Answer. Executive branch. Question 18. What part of the federal government writes laws? Answer. U.S., Congress, or U.S. or national, legislature, or legislative branch. Question 19. What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? Answer. Senate and House of Representatives. Question 20. Name one power of the U.S. Congress. Answer. Writes laws, or declares war, or makes the federal budget. Question 21. How many U.S. senators are there? Answer. 100. Question 22. How long is a term for a U.S. senator? Answer. 6 years. Question 23. Who is one of your state's U.S. senators now? Answer. The answer depends on your state. Answer with a current senator from your state on the day of your interview. Find your senators at senate.gov. DC and territory residents, answer that you have no U.S. senators. Question 24. How many voting members are in the House of Representatives? Answer. 435. Question 25. How long is a term for a member of the House of Representatives? Answer. 2 years. Question 26. Why do U.S. representatives serve shorter terms than U.S. senators? Answer. To more closely follow public opinion. Question 27. How many senators does each state have? Answer. 2. Question 28. Why does each state have 2 senators? Answer. Equal representation for small states or the Great Compromise, Connecticut Compromise. Question 29. Name your U.S. representative. Answer. The answer depends on where you live. Answer with your current U.S. representative on the day of your interview. Find your representative at house.gov. Territories. Answer with your delegate or resident commissioner, or that you have none. Question 30. What is the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives now? Answer. The answer changes. Answer with the name of the person in this office on the day of your interview. Check the current answer at uscis.gov/citizenship-test-updates. Question 31. Who does a U.S. senator represent? Answer. Citizens of their state or people of their state. Question 32. Who elects U.S. senators? Answer. Citizens from their state. Question 33. Who does a member of the House of Representatives represent? Answer. Citizens in their congressional district, or citizens in their district, or people from their congressional district, or people in their district. Question 34. Who elects members of the House of Representatives? Answer. Citizens from their congressional district. Question 35. Some states have more representatives than other states. Why? Answer. Because of the state's population, or because they have more people, or because some states have more people. Question 36. The President of the United States is elected for how many years? Answer. 4 years. Question 37. The President of the United States can serve only 2 terms. Why? Answer. Because of the 22nd Amendment, or to keep the President from becoming too powerful. Question 38. What is the name of the President of the United States now? Answer. The answer changes. Answer with the name of the person in this office on the day of your interview. Check the current answer at uscis.gov/citizenship-test-updates. Question 39. What is the name of the Vice President of the United States now? Answer. The answer changes. Answer with the name of the person in this office on the day of your interview. Check the current answer at uscis.gov/citizenship-test-updates. Question 40. If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president? Answer. The Vice President of the United States. Question 41. Name one power of the president. Answer. Signs bills into law, or vetoes bills, or enforces laws, or commander-in-chief of the military, or chief diplomat, or appoints federal judges. Question 42. Who is commander-in-chief of the U.S. military? Answer. The President of the United States. Question 43. Who signs bills to become laws? Answer. The President of the United States. Question 44. Who vetoes bills? Answer. The President of the United States. Question 45. Who appoints federal judges? Answer. The President of the United States. Question 46. The executive branch has many parts. Name one. Answer. President of the United States or cabinet or federal departments and agencies. Question 47. What does the president's cabinet do? Answer. Advises the president of the United States. Question 48. What are two cabinet-level positions? Answer. Attorney General, or Secretary of Agriculture, or Secretary of Commerce, or Secretary of Education, or Secretary of Energy, or Secretary of Health and Human Services, or Secretary of Homeland Security, or Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, or Secretary of the Interior, or Secretary of Labor, or Secretary of State, or Secretary of Transportation, or Secretary of the Treasury, or Secretary of Veterans Affairs, or Secretary of War, Defense, or Vice President, or Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, or Administrator of the Small Business Administration, or Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, or Director of the Office of Management and Budget, or Director of National Intelligence, or United States Trade Representative. Question 49. Why is the Electoral College important? Answer. It decides who is elected president, or it provides a compromise between the popular election of the president and congressional selection. Question 50. What is one part of the judicial branch? Answer. Supreme Court or federal courts. Question 51. What does the judicial branch do? Answer. Reviews laws or explains laws or resolves disputes, disagreements about the law or decides if a law goes against the U.S. Constitution. Question 52. What is the highest court in the United States? Answer. Supreme Court. Question 53. How many seats are on the Supreme Court? Answer. 9. Question 54. How many Supreme Court justices are usually needed to decide a case? Answer. 5. Question 55. How long do Supreme Court justices serve? Answer. 4. Life or lifetime appointment or until retirement. Question 56. Supreme Court justices serve for life. Why? Answer. To be independent of politics or to limit outside political influence. Question 57. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States now? Answer. The answer changes. Answer with the name of the person in this office on the day of your interview. Check the current answer at usci.gov/citizenship test updates.